Now we turn our attention to an interesting development. Ann Arbor City Council last evening is urging and urged the University of Michigan not to buy Concordia University's property that they have for sale, some 140 acres. And the council would rather see it going to a business that then would be on the tax rolls. Joining us to talk about this, Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. Mayor Taylor, this is the first time in a long time that I have heard City Council urge something like this, because we've seen a lot of property in Ann Arbor recently go to the University of Michigan and be off the tax rolls. Why now?
Well, we have had conversations with the university over the course of years, but certainly with Edwards Brothers, we were competing in the marketplace with them on that. And so we certainly made our voice heard there. The purchase of Fingerly, we at that time knew that the Fingerly use was going to be for dense housing, which is absolutely needed. And so I don't know that we made a formal communication there, but here with Concordia, there is no, to my understanding, scheduled use. And the 187 acres would be a strategic change if it were put onto the tax rolls. And so, we felt it was time and proper to make this request.
So Ann Arbor City Council did vote unanimously last evening to approve this resolution, urging the university to not acquire the campus. But it's coming up for a vote also at the Regents meeting, I believe, this week. Do you think that your resolution is going to have any impact? Have you heard anything from the university?
I've not yet heard communication, although the city and the university have been talking about it. My expectation is that the university will make its own decisions based upon what it concludes to be in its long-term benefits. No shame, but that's I think the condition. I think they also understand that a great university requires a great community, and they know that that we have challenges when it comes to our tax base, that the retention of this 187 acres, off the tax rolls, its greater usage by the university ultimately will continue to put pressure on the municipal organization, pressure on our ability to provide services to everyone. And so, it's my hope that they'll take our wishes into account.
Mayor, that's a really good point. The fact that when these kinds of things happen, it does take away from that tax base, and therefore there's less to be able to use to make it a great community. Do you think that resonates at all with university officials?
I mean, the University of Michigan, runs on its own lights, but it also, works hard to be a good neighbor. And so I understand that there's a tension here, and I appreciate and am grateful for the collaboration that we have with the university on a wide variety of fronts. I also think that the university, needs to take into account and should take into account the consequences of its action when it looks to keep, 187 acres off the tax roll. That will have a consequence for, our ability to provide excellent services going forward. And the long-term success of the University of Michigan requires a municipal organization that is healthy and strong and able to provide services to its residents, excellent services to its residents, placemaking services and the like. And so, we're hopeful that the university will reflect upon that need and make its decision accordingly.
One entity on that property is the Earhart Mansion, which has a lot of history here in our community. It's a gorgeous spot, beautiful land, obviously. And if the university gets it, have you heard what they plan on doing with the Earhart Mansion portion?
I have not heard what the university's planned program use for the land is, and so I don't have any particularities there. One option if the university does indeed move forward is that they it's a large parcel. A large set of parcels, and some of that could be turned over to the city for a variety of community needs. There's obviously wonderful Gallup side, Riverside frontage, which would be a beautiful parks feature. There's other land as well, which could be turned over for housing or used for housing in some variety. And so, the purchase of the university by the university, if indeed it does move forward, is not, from my perspective, the end of the conversation. It's just another stage in the conversation.
Yeah.
Again, appreciating that the university does, work with the city and consider what the city's needs are. But, one of our needs is tax base. And that's for real. And this is an opportunity, which if it goes in the direction the university will be, will be lost.
If you were able to prevent this from happening and it did go maybe to a private entity, would you like to see housing there? I know one of the council members said this might be a good spot for some kind of affordable housing. What are your thoughts on that, Mayor?
Well, there's all sorts of different, it's 187 acres. And so, I don't have any preconceived notion about how the entirety should or ought to be used. There's plenty of room out there for plenty of amenities and uses. Certainly it would include housing. I would also expect it would soon include open space, athletic features, commercial. It's a beautiful parcel, a beautiful set of parcels. It's a beautiful land, and it's a great deal of it. And so it could certainly bear a wide variety of uses to benefit so many in our community.
It was about 20 years ago almost that Mequon, Wisconsin, Concordia's kind of mothership, if you will, really saved the Ann Arbor campus here, pouring in $10 million to it and keeping it afloat for a long time. They put that money into the new stadium there. They beefed up their sports programs. And then it all came to end here, at least a good portion of Concordia. There still are operations of it that are running here in Ann Arbor, but not to the extent that they used to have. And that was really sad to see. They did those concerts along the riverfront there. They tried to embrace the community. I'm a little wistful over this. I wish that they had been able to continue, even though they were off the tax rolls as well, Mayor.
There were certainly interactions between Concordia and members of the community up and down the line. Any change does involve, both loss and opportunity. And, I guess, I appreciate the work that was done to improve the parcel while it was, consistent with what Concordia was looking to accomplish. Times change and, their abilities change. And, if it's time for Concordia to move on, I can certainly understand that. It would be my hope, however, is my hope, and certainly is council's hope, provides community-wide benefit. And so that's what we're looking to accomplish.
We're talking with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor on the Lucy Ann Lance Show here on 1290 WLBY. I think sometimes that change is hard for us old-timers to really embrace here. But I've heard that over and over again. And I've actually heard that from people. I asked one building owner, and actually is a proprietor of a pretty popular business here. And I said, boy, if that building across from you around the corner is going to be taken down, and what's that going to do to you? And he said, you've got to embrace change. life goes on. This is how life works. And I really have been thinking differently about this since he told that to me. And I'm trying to be more open to these new ideas, Mayor.
I feel it too. I came here in 1985 for college. My first day with my wife was at Drake's. We had Limeade. I remember Kresge's and Borders when it used to, Borders in the old place. Ann Arbor was amazing back then. And, it's different now, but it is also, a vibrant, exciting, welcoming, thriving community. And, we can still love the old and look forward to the new. And, I personally try to find that balance too. And it's, it is.
Yeah.
The world changes and there's nothing we can do about it. The status quo is never, is never a plan. It's never, never accomplishable. There's always going to be change.
Except guided to the best possible outcome. Great talking
Absolutely.
With you today. Thank you so much. We'll see if this resolution has any impact with University of Michigan and their future plans for Concordia University's property there. Interesting development. And I was glad to see that resolution from City Council last evening. Thank you so much, Mayor.
Grateful for the engagement. Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.